This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Horse Show is fast approaching, so for this Saturday's Horse Show, I spoke with Karen Fries, Illinois Horse Fair Manager, about the upcoming show.
March 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, and we've got an exciting program we've lined up for horse lovers of all kinds. This year, we're doing an East meets West theme, which means we are trying to incorporate both the English disciplines and the Western disciplines. So our feature clinician for the Western side is Chris Cox. He's from Texas, originally from Australia, and he is absolutely one of the world's best horsemanship clinicians that there is. So we are really, really excited to have him this year. And on the English side, we've got Yvonne Barteau with KYB Dressage out of Chicago, and they focus on freestyle dressage and have taken horses to the highest levels of freestyle across the nation. So we are just super excited to have both of them with us and, you know, giving us ideas and teaching us throughout the weekend. So it should be a lot of fun.
And I saw on the website also that there was a Western dressage. I can't say I've heard of Western dressage before.
That's very true. That is a new and up-and-coming discipline. It's kind of moving from California across the country. So there was a gentleman in California who kind of got it started, and it actually goes back into the vaquero training traditions, which are very much based in classical dressage. So it's kind of a marriage of the two between these very old styles of riding between, you know, classical dressage, which has been around for thousands of years, and also the Spanish and vaquero type riding, which is, again, very similar. So whereas, you know, you traditionally see dressage being ridden in top hats and tails and English saddles, you're now seeing it being done in cowboy hats and chaps and Western saddles. It's a beautiful thing.
And I can definitely see how that really combines the East meets West theme of the fair.
You bet. You bet. We're so pleased to have it.
I hear that there is also a training competition going on where people can come and kind of train a horse, and that these are all also rescue horses. Can you maybe touch on that a little bit?
Sure, sure. We're really excited about this. This is the first year for it. It's called the Heartland Horseman's Challenge, and it's going to feature four Illinois-based horse trainers. They get to choose from eight different rescue horses. The rescue horses are coming from the Hooved Animal Humane Society that's located out of Woodstock, Illinois. So again, Illinois-based rescues that we're involving in this. So the four trainers, they get to pick from these eight horses. They pick one, and then they spend three different sessions throughout the weekend working with this horse. And at the end, they get to do a little challenge course. So we'll have some obstacles set up in the arena, and they'll get to test what they've done over the course of the last 3 days and how far they've been able to go with their horse. You know, this is something that's it's very much meant to highlight good horsemanship and to help bring recognition to the rescue organizations that are doing so much for some horses that have fallen down on bad times. So it's very much meant to highlight good horsemanship. We expect the horses to be well-treated. It's not a race. So it's something that we're really, really excited about seeing. You know, we've gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of really positive feedback on it. And we thank the State House Inn in Springfield for helping sponsor it for us. So we're real excited to have that going on throughout the weekend.
Now, since these are rescued horses, are these horses also going to be available to adopt out, maybe, if someone shows up and sees them?
They are, yes. They're open for adoption. We are giving our trainers the first chance to adopt their horse if they so choose to do so. But, you know, there's plenty, believe me, Haas has plenty more where those have come from. So, yes, they'll be available for adoption throughout the weekend.
Sounds great. And can you maybe just tell me a little bit about the history of the Illinois Horse Fair? How long has this been going on?
Well, actually, this is our 25th anniversary. So the Illinois Horse Fair started in 1988. It was the idea of the Horsemen's Council of Illinois, which is the producing organization, to bring together people from across the state and to bring in top-level clinicians, top-level speakers, to, you know, have a very fun and educational event. And it's certainly evolved since then. We now have a very large trade show that goes along with it. I was just working on confirmations for our vendors, and it looks like we're going to have over 140 vendors again this year. So we're really excited about that. The shopping is fabulous. The programs are a lot of fun. We're having a fashion show, a series of fashion shows this year. We've got the Indiana-Illinois Competitive Mounted Orienteering Group is doing a daily orienteering contest. They will hand out maps, and on the maps there will be circles of locations, and they'll also give you an orienteering compass. So within each circle there will be two clues. So you have to find the clues, and then you have to take a reading with your compass, and where the two readings bisect, you'll find a marker. And, you know, whoever finds the most markers in the least amount of time goes back and gets a prize, which is probably something that a lot of people have never heard of, that you can do orienteering on horseback, and I've actually done it. It is very fun. And actually, from the St. Louis area, we have the Mid Rivers Equine Center coming and bringing their mobile equine vet unit, and it'll be there for tours and interactive displays throughout the weekend, and they're also doing a series of lectures for us. And again, we have the veterinarians from the University of Illinois coming over and doing lectures and demos for us, as well as a number of vets and farriers from across the region. So the educational program is just really, it's second to none. You know, there's nowhere in the state of Illinois that you can pull together this number of horses and education and shopping, you know, that's all geared toward horse people.
And I think that is really important to touch on, that this isn't just a competition, not just a fair, not just a trade show, but it's a chance for everyone in the horse industry to come out and educate themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of a heralding to spring. So we've gone through a really, especially this winter, a really rough, long winter. And, you know, I'm so delighted to see that we've got 50-degree weather coming next week. So we get the snow melted off and we get ready to go. So, you know, a lot of times this is the first thing that our horse folks are getting out to after, you know, being cooped up for a long winter. And you know, we feel like we're putting on a good show this year.
Well, it sounds like it'll definitely be a busy few days out at the Illinois Horse Fair.
Absolutely. And we certainly want people to not forget that we do on Friday and Saturday night, we have our East Meets West Equine Extravaganza show. This is being produced by Kim and Yvonne Bartow, who were formerly the entertainment directors for Arabian Nights Theater down in Florida. And so they will be bringing some exciting entertainment to us, as well as we're pulling in some feature Western acts, and our headliner Chris Cox will also be giving a special appearance. So that's Friday and Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m. It's in the Coliseum, and that's a separate ticket from the horse fair. So we're looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun, and there should be some things there that people in the region probably haven't seen before. And we certainly want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank them definitely, and, you know, look forward to a great weekend with a lot of fun things going on.
And if people want to learn more about the Illinois Horse Fair, do you have a website that they can go to?
We do, absolutely. It's www.horsemenscouncil.org, and once you go there, you'll see the icon that says Horse Fair, and you just click on that icon and it'll take you right to our website. And it's Horsemens with an M-E-N-S.
Again, that was Karen Fries, Illinois Horse Fair Manager. That's all for today's horse show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.